Good morning. We're continuing Chiyot Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lamed Aches, and we're starting Siman Yud Aleph. And the Chayyim says a fascinating thing over here. We'll point out what the Chiddush over here is. It says, "Ein listoik shum schoik shederach lichtoiv." Filip bederach schoik. So a person is playing a game where the way the game is played is that there's writing involved in it, and even if he plans. He's not doing it for serious money or something like that. The person is playing a game of cards for money, which that's going to be also collected from a mekach or memker. And but over here it says fill derech stroik shema yichtavu. Well, harviach, the person's doing it to actually make money. A koloser to habi kemechach or memker, to do it to make money is a form of business, and that's also that goes under the umbrella of the isser of mekach or memker. There's an isser of doing business on Shabbos. Even though there's no malach involved, just that business it's in and of itself, it's also doing Shabbos. It's just, so if a person's doing it, playing the game for money, that's going to be problematic in and of itself. But if the person's not playing the game for money, so one could argue, one could think there's no problem. What's wrong with playing the game? We're not just getting involved in wasting time. You know, that's a different separate question. How you balance a person's need for relaxation against the other responsibilities, halacha responsibilities, bittul Torah, etc. So, but the question is, what's the problem? He says the problem is the shema yichtavu. If it's a type of a game where the derech is to be kosev, so you can't do it because there's a concern one will come to write. Now the question is, what is the chayyim source for this halacha? He's making a boat called a gzeira. Don't do X because you might come and do something wrong. So that could be a piece of advice. Don't do an action which might come to cause you to do an avera. It's a good piece of advice. And that's not necessarily halachically binding. If I feel that I'm not going to make that mistake, so I don't have to take that advice. So, but if there's something called gzeira, which means chazal came along and made this gzeira, we don't want you doing this because we're afraid you might come and make a mistake. So that's binding because of authority of Chazal, of however you understand the depths of the authority of Chazal to make a gzera. The more it says it's learned from a pasuk, v'shamrus mishmarti, asum mishmeres mishmarti, that the Chazal were mechuyev to make some type of protective fence, some type of gedera and siyog around the veras which potentially mistakes people can make. But one other authority is or the authority is the pasuk l'sasser. What exactly is the authority? But that's all assuming that the person has a chazal made a gzera. But there's no gzera like this in chazal. Chazal did not make a gzera about playing games on Shabbos because of the concern of shem yichtavu. Even though it's a logical thing, chazal didn't do it. So the Chayyim seems to be creating his own gzeira. And we know in general that gzeira needs to be created by a bezdin with authority to generate such a thing as a gzeira. A bezdin can give advice, but to have it binding is halacha. So some understand the Chayyim. The Chayyim is not saying this is a binding halacha. He's saying this is something a person shouldn't do, but it's only a piece of advice. The problem with that approach is that you accept the Chayyim to point that out, because otherwise the language he's using in general is a language which indicates he is saying a halachic requirement, which is the way he presents over here. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus, when he quotes the Chayyim, is saying it's Asur, and he says in the footnote, he says the source is the Chayyim, and he says because of this gzeira, that person will come to write. So he's seeing it as a gzeira, which the Chayyim is saying, and the source is the Chayyim. So there's no source in Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, etc. The first source for this is the Chayyim. So the question again comes back to, does the Chayyim have the authority or the right to make such a gzeira in and of itself? So Bez Hashem, in the next year we will come back to clarify this point, but that's the element of Chiddush which is over here. Have a good day.